This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win. Only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
Who's talking is on the air. Frank and Hobbo are up next on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM.
Hi, this is Boyd Rawls. I'm an orthopedic hand surgeon specializing in hand, wrist, and elbow injuries. I'm a diehard Wahoo who completed nearly all of my training at the University of Virginia. Ortho Virginia is the largest multi-specialty orthopedic practice in Virginia. We have offices in Richmond, Lynchburg, Northern Virginia, and Virginia Beach. Our dedicated certified hand therapists will work hard to speed your recovery. For more information, please visit our website, orthovirginia.com.
Dr. Robert Call's company, Clinical Research Partners, needs you to participate in a clinical trial to help tomorrow's medicines here today. Without you, there are no new medicines.
So call us today at 804-477-3045 and see if we have a clinical trial for your health issue. We will be enrolling for flu study this fall.
You could help make the difference for many other folks with your same problem. Think of it. You could be somebody else's hero.
Dr. Call is advancing medicine to improve lives.
It's your number one online source as a Virginia fan. TheSaber.com gives you the best access to Virginia football.
Throws down the middle of the field. It's caught. Keon Johnson reaches.
Men's basketball.
Cavaliers having to face the noise. Parentes fires from three and hits another dagger.
And recruiting.
You know, with the UVA, I know he made a visit to Charlottesville last month.
Plus, don't forget about the informative articles and, of course, the message boards. The online source for the serious Wahoo fan, TheSaber.com.
Invictus Sales and Marketing is the fastest growing electrical sales agency in the Commonwealth of Virginia.
Led by former Wahoo Paul Collins, class of 90, and his partner Pete Houston, Invictus is your go-to for any of your electrical needs.
From residential to commercial and industrial, Invictus can help you pick out what you need and get it when you need it.
Invictus is derived from the Latin word invicta, meaning undefeated.
All of the lighting upgrades across Scott Stadium and the pergola lighting are represented by Invictus Sales and Marketing.
The future of Virginia football is very bright. Canal Capital Management is a fully integrated wealth planning firm whose singular focus is on growing and in protecting the wealth of their clients. Canal's unique approach provides an array of services, including investment management, tax and financial planning, real estate management, business consulting, and family office services.
Canal Capital Management and former UVA kicker Noah Greenbaum are proud supporters of Who's Talking. Canal was built for a single purpose, to provide clients with a simple, understandable process to grow, protect, and eventually transfer their wealth. Hey guys, lots of new stuff happening at your Richmond area TGI Fridays.
New lunch menu starting at $8.99 with classic dishes and healthier options. $5 happy hour apps, so awesome we now offer them Monday through Friday. And what's really great, fresh hand-battered chicken and unbelievable hand-breaded shrimp.
So come on down, grab a cold beer, dine with friends, and catch the Hoos. In here, it's always Friday with drink specials all day, every day.
The mission is clear at the Faison Center: to give children and adults with autism and related challenges the best opportunity to improve their life's journey through evidence-based practice.
Their mission across the lifespan is accomplished through specific programs designed to meet the needs of families at different points in their lives. The Faison School, the Faison Behavioral Health Clinic, and Faison Adult and Residential Services.
There are two locations in Virginia, Richmond and Newport News. To learn more, go to FaisonCenter.org.
Maxwell & Associates is a full-service accounting and business advisory firm with a large focus on business sales for Main Street and lower middle market businesses. With three offices in Richmond and a team of CPAs and enrolled agents, Maxwell & Associates offers tax prep services, bookkeeping, payroll services, along with full-service business brokerage offerings, including succession and growth planning, mergers and acquisitions, and post-business sale consulting. Call 804-200-8442 to speak to Jim.
It's time for Who's Talking on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM. Brought to you by Clinical Research Partners, Jeff McDonald and Associates, Ortho Virginia, Town Bank, TGI Fridays, Crown Acura, The Saber, Hildrup Moving and Storage, Canal Capital, Virginia Athletics Foundation, Maxwell & Associates, Invictus Sales and Marketing, and Mitchell Endoscopy. Are you ready? Here's Frank and Habbo.
Good evening, Wahoos and ACC fans. Frank and Habbo in studio on a beautiful night.
It is pretty. Beautiful sunny night, and it's still daylight outside, so if anybody's driving home, be safe, but you should be able to see at this stage. Still a nice daylight out there.
Despite staying up late to watch the Houston Cougars prevail in what was a terrific basketball game.
Yeah, it must have been a terrific ending. I must admit, I was tired and didn't stay up for the end of that one.
Tell you what, Virginia beat Texas A&M in JPJ, and I had a hard time not thinking out loud during the game last night, which was just an amazing athletic competition. I kept thinking, and we beat Texas A&M and controlled the second half. What team is on TV right now? And that's how good Texas A&M looked last night.
Yeah, well, teams changed during the course of the year, and obviously Virginia had a win on, over Clemson on the road and beat NC State and really had them beat again in Washington, D.C., and let it slip away. But Clemson and the Wolfpack are still playing, and we're scheduling a round of golf, I guess.
All right, let's do this. First off, we've got good friend Terry Gates joining us here in just a few moments. A little bit later in the show, we've got Dr. O from Ortho Virginia joining us. That's Dr. Owusu Achao. And we have Paul Collins joining us later at the bottom of the hour to discuss UVA football, because spring football is underway now. And then later in the show, we have the Olympic Sports Report presented by our good friends at Fridays. And there's a lot of news.
A lot of good news on the Olympic front. A lot of good news.
How about that women's swim team winning their fourth national title?
In a row. 34 overall for the Hoos.
All right, without further ado, let's get Big Terry on the show. Back. You know, I've used the term, Habbo, that Virginia needs impact players. We need players with killer instinct. And, you know, I've always felt like Terry was in that group of players. He learned it from Mark Ivoroni and carried it on and passed along to other players at Virginia. When you have a chance to rebound, you go get that rebound. When
you got to want it.
When you set a pick, you set a firm pick. When you've got free throws on the line at Chapel Hill, you make the free throws.
Yeah, we had, it wasn't so much rebounding, but clearly this is a team that struggled with free throws. And, we hearken back to that McNeely free throw against NC State. You know, if he makes that free throw with 5 seconds to go, the Wolfpack doesn't even make the tournament, and they're still playing. That tells you the difference of how close it is between winning and losing. But, Terry, David Teal the other day made reference to the fact that Virginia needs to upgrade the roster. What are your thoughts in that regard?
Well, first, that's very true. And let me start with two things that y'all just said. First thing, I cringed out with Frank thinking out loud last night, so that must have been an event. And then, Habo, you're so change over the course of the year, and it couldn't be any more true that that's what you have to do during what now is, I guess, a nine-month season for when you get these young men or these old men now from the transfer portal. They show up in late May or June, and what can you do with them over the next 9 months? And right you are about NC State. Y'all don't remember this. A good friend of mine, Jeff Rhodes, is a graduate. NC State was 5-1 in the ACC. Smiles galore. You know what the record in the last 15 games was in the ACC?
I don't know. I know they lost.
They lost the last three.
Four.
Say it again.
4-10.
Wow.
Lost 7 of the last 9. Killer schedule. I mean, because they're finishing with us, you know, Pittsburgh, maybe Carolina home at Duke. I mean, just a killer schedule. But what that does over time is take those young men and they realize the way they were playing wasn't going to get it done. So maybe the coach has a little bit more influence per se. But let me go to the roster real quick. Horn, Arizona State last year, from Illinois State 3 years. Burns, Winthrop 2 years, NC State 3. Jaden Taylor, Butler 2 years, first year at NC State. Casey Morsell, 2 years UVA, 3 years NC State. And the guy, Jelly Roll gets all the publicity, but the Mamadi Diarra?
Diarra,
he got 60 rebounds in the ACC tournament. 60.
That's crazy.
And if you look at him, think about this. Would you want him playing your four, or would you want, would you have the gentleman up in Charlottesville? I mean, very aggressive. Against UVA, he airballed a three, came back a minute and a half later and swished one, jabbering to the fans and on the court, then airballs another one. But and then of course middle ditch or whatever from Clemson, 2 years at Clemson.
Middlebrooks.
But that's a complete recruitment, assemblage of players that they evolved into, let's just go out and play and have some fun.
Well, the one thing that helped him to get...
And don't forget the little guard they got that transferred. Did he come from Stanford?
They got Taylor and Horn. They're talking about...
I'm talking about the little guard for NC State.
Yep.
Number 12. He made big shots and free throws. And, I saw him play in person. And NC State fans in Capital One Arena, were all they could talk about was getting rid of... the coach.
Yeah, Keats. Went to Washington on the hot seat and came out with a contract extension.
Yeah, he did. That's exactly what happened.
You know, the one guy that got to 60 rebounds, it helped that they played 5 games. You know, they're the first team in history to play 5 games in the ACC tournament. But let me ask you this, Terry. When Virginia had the 8-game winning streak, what changed after that?
Schedule.
Yep, that's true.
Schedule got tougher. And then I think Virginia, okay, we all know they can play defense. We all know the pack line. They can make it really, really difficult, especially at home. But, man, I think not only does Tony have to maybe think about simplifying the pack line, but, man, he's got to free up the offense where we're not playing patty cake for 22 seconds and turn to some players. We don't have DeAndre Hunter out there. We don't have Malcolm Brogdon. We don't have...
Todd Jerome.
Mr. Harris.
Yeah, Todd Jerome would yank it up from 25 feet and make it.
I think it was just too easy for us to defend. All you had to do was switch everything. And if you looked at Mr. Beekman and what a wonderful 4 years he had, he just looked exhausted.
I agree.
You know he's busted his I can say ass on the radio because I'm remote, but he's doing that on defense. And they asked an awful lot of him on offense because they were switching everything and not allowing, IMAC, McNeely to catch the ball and score. And even when they figured out Tane Murray's going to shoot, they did the same thing to him. So then we had a couple guys that don't want to shoot.
You know, we talk about the roster, but, you know, let's assume, do you think Ryan Dunn is going to leave?
Wow. That's a, I don't think so, but then again, who passed him the ball the last 2 years for dunks?
Well, you know, if he stays, we already have 12 scholarships committed unless somebody leaves. If he does depart for the NBA, then we would still only have two scholarships available in the portal. So it's hard to revamp the roster when you only have two slots.
And you've got to also identify the fact Virginia has two highly touted recruits coming in,
right,
which are included in that number. But by most accounts, Terry, we've seen that Tony Bennett has offered some people. He offered a young player who is, well, an experienced player from UT Martin that was 6'10", and I think somebody offered him some real money. I forget where he committed, but Virginia was one of five or six good competitive schools, teams that are going into the NCAAs or trying every year to get to the NCAAs, Power Five schools, and that guy's off the board. But Tony recognizes he's got to have more rebounding, and he's got to have a low post offensive threat and some rim protection, because he doesn't have it except from Dunn, who's playing off the ball on the weak side usually. So, and the other thing is, with Beekman gone, you've got to have an alpha male to play leader of the team. And how's that going to happen? Isaac McNeely is not that guy.
No. The question is, can Dante Harris, you know, the one thing about Dante Harris, I didn't see that much offense from him this year.
Well, no, that's not his forte, I don't think, but I think he is a leader. I like his grit, and he might be the, you know, Gertrude might be the understudy for him, where they, you know, they share it. And if Gertrude over time, because he's a wonderful athlete, and he will put the ball on the floor and get a shot off. But, you know, I think Buchanan, I think, give him 10 or 15 pounds next year, I think he's a good player. He's just – he was very unfortunate. He was 18 or 19 years old and weighed 220 pounds, whatever it is, and he's being guarded by 23 and 24-year-olds in this strange year of the sixth year and the fifth year. And the, you know, there's a lot of older – you look at some of these programs, there were some big men playing inside this year.
Yeah, I'm sure Mike Curtis is going to do a lot with Buchanan. The other thing we don't know, Anthony Robinson, the kid that redshirted, he's got size, athletic ability. He possibly could be a rim protector if he gets some minutes next year. So there's some guys – you know, we don't get to see him play in practice. Christian Bliss, Robinson, and the two kids coming in, Sharma and Kofi, they might be in a position to make contributions we're not aware of yet.
Yeah, I just think it really, in this day and age, I hate to say, I'm not a coach, but I think some things need to be simplified, because when Jordan Minor, at times, he was on the floor, he was kind of the answer, because he's not really a rim protector, but he takes up a lot of space. And his defensive job on Jelly Roll, on Jay Burns,
yeah,
he did as well as anyone has done, you know, that we've seen so far.
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't disagree with that. Terry, here we have about 3 minutes to go in this segment. I wanted to get your thoughts overall and help people understand that this was a rebuilding year for Virginia, and people have lost their minds since the ACC tournament. I've never heard so much out of control criticism of the Virginia basketball program, and Jay Billis and people like that have taken shots at Virginia and others. And regionally and locally, you've got fans that you've just lost their minds. Help people understand what's really going on.
Well, I mean, I don't think Tony signed up for COVID. As you said, Mr. Hobgood, in your little letter, COVID, the transfer portal, and then NIL. And I think, you know, Virginia's always probably going to be a little behind the times in the portal, because you got to get into school and NIL. So it looks like they're getting up to speed, but it's just some strange years. And you look at the roster that I went through with NC State, that didn't get recruited out of high school. That evolved.
Yes.
And that's something I think Tony, you know, he was very, they're very selective of who they recruit, and that's his prerogative.
Well, but we basically, we had one starter coming back with this team.
Yeah, I think they overachieved for people just because they you know, they finished 13-7 in the ACC and finished third outright. I got no problems with that. Now the problem is they had of those games, with nine games they lost, what, regular season, six of them were, oh wow,
yeah,
you know, can we turn on a Doogie Howser rerun or something?
Well, the NC State loss in Washington was tough because that's a game they had won. Couldn't convert a couple of key free throws, and the coaches did have a brain lock in the last few seconds.
I think Tony's assistant coaches should be fined.
Yeah.
They needed to yell in his ear, hey, we have three fouls to give. God.
And it's not like they don't have enough assistant coaches anymore.
Yeah, they've got a lot of paid assistant coaches now.
I don't know. You know, I think what it'd been nice to been able to do that, but golly, you would just thought that free throw's going in. Keeping people on the line always makes the rebound. You kind of challenge the outlet pass, all that good stuff. But I mean, keep in mind, did he bank that thing in? You know,
yeah, game's over.
I know. But listen, when you consider the fact that against Boston College, a guy made a last second shot that forced OT. The OT against NC State was inexcusable. I'd have used every foul that I had to give.
Frank, you're thinking out loud again. I think Tony,
I did it during the game. Everybody knew during the game. I'm frustrated.
Yeah, I know.
All right, hey, we got to go.
Thanks, Terry.
Terry, thank you so much. And we've got Dr. O joining us in just a few moments. Stay with us.
Jeff McDonald & Associates is a personal injury and workers' compensation law firm based out...
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win, only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
Of Richmond, Virginia.
For over 25 years, our attorneys at Jeff McDonald Associates have been standing up to big insurance bullies for our clients.
With our no-fee guarantee, you will owe us nothing until you have won your case.
If you or a loved one has suffered an injury or been wronged, just call the 8s, 804-888-8888. 888.
Thank you to all the Virginia Athletics Foundation members for your support of Virginia Athletics. This is Chico Bennett Jr., defensive end for your Virginia Cavaliers. Your contributions help our team excel in the classroom, competition, and in the community. Go Hoos, baby.
Hi, I'm Tony Elliott. I encourage you to support our efforts to build the model program by becoming a member of the Virginia Athletics Foundation today.
To make a difference in the lives of UVA student athletes, call the Virginia Athletics Foundation at 434-982-5555 or visit VirginiaAthleticsFoundation.com.
Mitchell Endoscopy Center is a full-service gastroenterology practice specializing in colon cancer screening. All procedures are performed by a physician in our state-of-the-art endoscopy center under monitored propofol sedation.
New recommendations for colon cancer screening start at age 45. Cancer screening should be a regular part of your life. Screening tests help find cancer early.
Come visit us at MitchellEndoscopyCenter.com or call 804-282-3114 to schedule your screening colonoscopy now.
Hello, this is Kevin Lang, Senior Vice President of Real Estate Finance at Town Bank Richmond. You know, the biggest concentration of UVA fans outside of Charlottesville itself is here in Richmond. It's our hometown, and Town Bank is proud to bring what we call hometown banking to our members. We're known for providing exquisite service and for our deep involvement in the community. As a proud graduate of UVA, I'm a big fan of the home team, and I'm a big fan of hometown banking. Visit townbank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Get ready for the adrenaline-charged, precision-crafted performance at Crown Acura Richmond. Introducing the TLX, powered by a VTEC turbo engine.
Hold on tight as the MDX showcases performance for seven, delivering power and space in perfect harmony. At Crown Acura Richmond, we bring you power-packed performers, meticulously crafted, second to none.
Stop by 8704 West Broad Street and find precision-crafted performance, and now the seamless power of ClickLane.
Crown Acura Richmond for precision-crafted performance and effortless transactions.
Whether setting a UVA record for tackles in 1983 or heading up Hildreth Moving and Storage today, Charles McDaniel knows discipline and dedication. Hildreth Moving and Storage has a simple game plan to be the best moving services company, period. It's already been named a top moving and logistics provider across the region. Individuals or companies, near or far, one thing's clear. Next time you need a move, trust a Who to get the job done. Call Hildreth, 1-800-476-6683.
Maxwell & Associates is a full-service accounting and business advisory firm with a large focus on business sales for Main Street and lower middle market businesses. With three offices in Richmond and a team of CPAs and enrolled agents, Maxwell & Associates offers tax prep services, bookkeeping, payroll services, along with full-service business brokerage offerings, including succession and growth planning, mergers and acquisitions, and post-business sale consulting. Call 804-200-8442 to speak to Jim.
Ortho Virginia is now introducing the newest doctor, Dr. Owusu Achow, but his patients know him as Dr. O. Dr. O is an orthopedic surgeon specializing in sports-related injuries with Ortho Virginia. Dr. O practices locally in Richmond at our Schrader Road office, as well as Prince George. He performs minimally invasive repairs of the knee and hip, especially ACL surgery and hip labral repairs. Excellent team-based sports medicine care has the power to level the playing field and uplift communities. At Ortho Virginia, we are passionate about getting you back in the game.
Nobody covers the Wahoos quite like these two. You're listening to Who's Talking with Frank Maloney and Jim Hobbo Hobgood on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan and now on 105.1 FM.
All right, we're back. Who's Talking? Segment two. And normally we have our Ortho Virginia injury report, but I'm thinking that Dr. Owusu Achow has gotten tied up in surgery with one of his patients. So what we're going to do now is we're going to do the Friday's sponsored UVA Olympic sports report. And Hobbo, I'm going to let you start.
And we start, of course, with the women's swimming team that won their fourth consecutive national title. The Walsh sisters leading the way for Coach Todd DeSorbo, so congratulations to them. They finished first, and I believe it was Texas that was behind them. Yes, Texas finished second, but it was a sizable margin, so congratulations to the Virginia women on a job well done. National championship number 34 in UVA's history. something that happened of interest to Frank. Obviously, the Virginia lacrosse team had a great defensive effort against Drexel, winning 14-4. Do you have any commentary on the lacrosse game?
Only that to go on the road and hold the host team to four goals is a stomping.
And the goaltender must have had a good day.
Yeah, well, Nunes is a All-American candidate every year. And so Matthew Nunes did his job. Virginia's face-off situation has improved as Gobriels has healed. I think that Connor Schellenberger and... Now, the one worry here is Peyton Cormier twisted his knee in this game. And so as the record-holding scorer in Virginia history, we have to hope that he gets well quick.
Did he come out of the game?
Yes.
Okay.
Now, Virginia has a lot of talent on this team.
And they were probably ahead at the time.
Yeah, but it does. 14-4 is, you know, he's going to play the whole game. But
well, at any rate, they move to 8-1 on the season, and they play Harvard this weekend on the road. Speaking of on the road, the Virginia baseball team completed a sweep of the Pitt Panthers up in Pittsburgh. The baseball Hoos moved to 20-4 on the season, 6-3 in the ACC. They play Richmond tomorrow in Charlottesville and then have a three-game series against Duke. And it begins Thursday, not Friday, so it sounds like it's a Thursday, Friday, Saturday series against the Dukies down in Durham. And another subject near and dear to Frank's heart, the Virginia men's tennis team beat Florida State on Sunday, and then completed a match today against Miami that was postponed from Friday. They won both. So the number four men's tennis team is really surging here of late as they look to possibly defend their national title as well.
They're the number four in the nation and defending two-time national champions, 16-4 now, 8-0 in the ACC. And I think they're getting better. I think this team is improving.
And speaking of that, that's their 48th consecutive conference win.
So
not exactly where Brian Bolin was.
Which was 125 or something.
Yeah, it was a ridiculous number. And the other thing I found interesting is they're really strong in when they're playing outdoors. In women's tennis, they're ranked number five, and they beat Boston College over the weekend as well. So the tennis program doing extraordinarily well under Coach Pedroso.
Yes, and Coach Pedroso oversees both teams.
Right. As does the swimming coach. He does
right,
both
Todd
men
DeSorbo
and women.
Does
right.
that. And by the way, Hubbo did not mention this. Women's swimming team, I just did a head count. 13 All-Americans on that team. 13 swimmers.
Yeah, and several of them Olympic medal winners.
And here, Gretchen Walsh and Jasmine Nocentini, Alex Walsh, Maxine Parker, and Carly Novoline all were individual champions. And if you look at Gretchen Walsh, she set NCAA records this past weekend in the 50 free, 100 fly, 400 medley relay, and 100 free. That's unbelievable.
No, they're extremely talented. We're very fortunate to have both sisters on the team along with a lot of other terrific swimmers.
And technically, Gretchen can come back for one more year. So, all right.
Maybe title number five next year.
Go for title number five. Anyway, we're going to go to break here. We've got good friend, former UVA football player, offensive lineman Paul Collins joining us next to talk about spring football and the outlook for UVA football. Stay with us. The next time you're looking to catch a game with family and friends, check out what TGI Fridays has going on.
The brand new grilled and sauce menu offers char-grilled steaks, chicken, and seafood with a variety of new sauces and sides. Fridays has some amazing new happy hour specials.
Relax and take in Richmond's best TV package with $5 appetizers like saucy boneless wings, crispy Philly egg rolls, and the popular Szechuan pot stickers.
Don't forget what Fridays is known for, delicious cocktails, cold beers, and weekly specials to end your workday like you deserve. Dr. Robert Call's company, Clinical Research Partners, needs you to participate in a clinical trial to help tomorrow's medicines here today. Without you, there are no new medicines.
So call us today at 804-477-3045 and see if we have a clinical trial for your health issue. We will be enrolling for flu study this fall.
You could help make the difference for many other folks with your same problem. Think of it. You could be somebody else's hero.
Dr. Call is advancing medicine to improve lives.
Invictus Sales and Marketing is the fastest growing electrical sales agency in the Commonwealth of Virginia.
Led by former Wahoo Paul Collins, class of 90, and his partner Pete Houston, Invictus is your go-to for any of your electrical needs.
From residential to commercial and industrial, Invictus can help you pick out what you need and get it when you need it.
Invictus is derived from the Latin word invicta, meaning undefeated.
All of the lighting upgrades across Scott Stadium and the Pergolo lighting are represented by Invictus Sales and Marketing.
The future of Virginia football is very bright.
From 1982 to 1985, Charles McDaniel was a dominating linebacker for the Hoos, even setting a UVA record with 130 tackles in 1983. Now, serving as president and CEO of Hildrip Moving and Storage, McDaniel's game plan is simple: to be the best moving services company, period. He and his expert team help move individuals, government agencies, and companies near or far. So next time you need help moving, trust a Hoo to get the job done. And call Hildrip at 1-800-476-6683.
Hi, I'm Kevin Lang, Senior Vice President of Real Estate Finance at Town Bank Richmond. I'm a proud UVA graduate, and I see Cavalier pride extending out to everybody. Players, students, fans, everyone. That same sense of community is what you'll find at Town Bank Richmond. This is a bank that, like UVA fans, believes in being an integral part of the community. That's why we lend money only to local businesses and why we give back. Go Hoos and go Town Bank Richmond. Visit townbank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
It's your number one online source as a Virginia fan. TheSaber.com gives you the best access to Virginia football.
Throws down the middle of the field. It's caught. Keon Johnson reaches.
Men's basketball.
Cavaliers having to face the noise. Parentes fires from three and hits another dagger.
And recruiting.
You know, with UVA, I know he made a visit to Charlottesville last month.
Plus, don't forget about the informative articles and, of course, the message boards. The online source for the serious Wahoo fan. TheSaber.com.
My name is Jody Smith, and I'm a sports medicine specialist with Ortho Virginia. We provide medical coverage to local college athletic programs like U of R, Hampton Sydney, and many local high schools throughout Richmond. During football season, we see a lot of traumatic injuries, but we also see a lot of overuse injuries in knee and shoulder. Overuse injuries are often easily prevented by making changes in the technique, duration, and intensity of exercise. By making these changes, we can eliminate downtime and keep patients active in a way that eliminates their pain.
To learn more about sports medicine or to schedule an appointment with Dr. Smith, visit OrthoVirginia.com. Canal Capital Management is a fully integrated wealth planning firm whose singular focus is on growing and in protecting the wealth of their clients. Canal's unique approach provides an array of services, including investment management, tax and financial planning, real estate management, business consulting, and family office services.
Canal Capital Management and former UVA kicker Noah Greenbaum are proud supporters of Who's Talking. Canal was built for a single purpose: to provide clients with a simple, understandable process to grow, protect, and eventually transfer their wealth.
The only way to get closer to the Cavaliers is to make the team. This is Who's Talking with Frank Maloney and Jim Hobbo Hobgood on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, and now on 105.1 FM.
All right, welcome back. Second half hour of tonight's show. Frank and Hobbo in studio. Who's Talking? Show number 524. It's been a big year. We remember back to the celebration of our 500th show back in October. Had a great party, and it was at Friday's. And we should mention Friday's. We did the Olympic report early tonight. Of course, they bring you the Olympic news on the show every week. And Friday's, I'm just looking at the menu here, getting hungry, looking at their mozzarella sticks, their loaded potato skins. I could eat a few of those right now. And Frank has often talked about the delicious hamburgers. Basically, the whole menu. Our friend Tony Grillo has been with us for a number of years as a great sponsor. So if you have an opportunity, support Friday's, support Who's Talking, and go by and enjoy some delicious food at their various locations around the metropolitan area. And now it's time to talk football with our buddy. Speaking of sponsors, Paul Collins. Paul, thanks for joining us.
Great, guys. Wahoo!
Absolutely.
So, Paul, I know it was hard leaving the river today, but I'm glad you got down there for a long weekend. And, you know, I never
help
get invited down there.
Well, you know, some of us have a hard life.
Yeah,
you know,
some people have a tough life. Paul has a new wife, and he's having fun down at the river. And
I was down there recruiting Lancaster County for us, buddy.
Please find us some ball players, particularly some big guys that can play right guard or right tackle. All right, hey.
That's
your job. Find us some offensive linemen. You're an offensive lineman. You ought to be able to identify guys.
I mean, don't you know what they look like?
I will tell you this. It's easier than ever to find a guy if you got cash. Yeah. Now you can buy anybody you want.
Hubba just rolled his eyes, and I'm doing my hand like, come on, show me the money. All right, so let's look at the Virginia football team. The good news is, as they started spring ball in this last couple days, you know, they were able to keep some of the core talent. Did not go into the portal, and we've speculated in the newsletter and on the air, and now with you, that we think Lo Davis and Cav Futures provided a little envelope to some of these folks and kept them happy. We believe the players are very happy with head coach Tony Elliott and his staff. So if they're giving them a little weekend spending cash, maybe they'll hang around a few more years.
Hey, and it's all above board now. It's all legal.
Yeah.
Boy, I don't think people actually understand that yet. There are no rules. You can do whatever you want. It's off the rails. It somehow has to be railed back in. But I can't overemphasize the fact that, you know, it's so easy for kids to leave. A lot of kids don't like adversity anymore, period. But now with the new rules, they can leave on a whim. So it's a big deal. I think I told you guys that at the end of the year, we had to watch what was going to happen in the portal. And the contributors on the program not only stayed, but they were actively recruiting transfers and other kids. So they do believe in what Tony is preaching and saying, and that's a big deal because we don't have the assets, i.e. money, that is being freely given about to kids in and out of the portal.
Hey, Paul, you know, the word I've been hearing over and over again is depth. Are we doing a better job at building depth, especially on the offense and defensive lines?
Well, that's going to be a process, right? I mean, that, you know, the Achilles probably last year, arguably, on the team was the offensive line. And until, you know, Coach Teff and Tony prove otherwise, it's going to be the same question mark coming into next season. So, you know, it's going to take some recruiting cycles. You're going to have to get lucky on some kids, too. You know, these kids now, I don't think people understand either. You know, if you're recruiting a solid four-star in-state kid, you know, the recruiting services now assign a dollar value to their stars. So, you know, four-star kid can be worth $110,000, meaning, hey, coach, you know, I should get $110,000 to come to UVA. So I don't know if we're prepped to play that game like some of the other, you know, schools are. So we're going to have to develop. I mean, to your point, and development takes a little bit of time. So I do believe in Coach F. I like what he's preaching. I think the kids believe in it. We just got to get bigger, stronger, faster, and invest in the kids that want to be in the program.
So let's look at personnel for a moment. Let's talk at quarterback. It's the most important position on the field. So Tony Meskett has had an off season to get healthy and let his non-throwing shoulder get healthier. He's a grad student, and you believe Tony will start summer ball, which is really what matters the most. He will start. He'll be the presumed starter with Anthony Calandria, the kid from Florida, who showed us so much there late in the season as his backup. But Virginia also picked up a grad transfer, actually just a straight transfer, Gavin Franks from New Mexico State. That's a hot pick for quarterbacks. Let me tell you something. he is 6'4", 220, so I think he might be pretty good in a bar fight. 6'4", 220, that's the guy you don't want to mess with.
That's the linebacker.
Yeah, he's a tough dude. So you now have a a succession plan at quarterback, and you've got some...
How many years of eligibility does he have
left? He has 2 years. Calandre has three.
Okay.
And I can't remember Brady's
Ruckus got
number.
One, right? This is Tony's last season, I believe, right?
Yes. So I'm looking for...
Listen, we've got a good quarterback room. That's a good problem to have, right?
And we also have Grady Brosterhouse. And I have to give Grady credit, because when Grady played, Grady actually contributed. He may have been a walk-on, but he is 6'2", 210, and he's pretty fast. So I'm going to give him high marks as a contributor. He looks like a frat boy, but I think he...
I'm questioning the 210 there, Frank. I don't know about all that.
Well, he can run. I don't care. He can at least run. So we have the quarterback room now. You know, you got four guys. It's not two guys. Okay? Number two, we've gotten... Virginia's secured wide receivers in Andre Green from Carolina, who went to St. Christopher's, my alma mater, and he's 6'2", 200, and he can play.
We're going to be solid on the skill positions.
And then we've got Chris Tyree. Now, Green has 2 years of eligibility at least. Tyree has one. But I'll tell you what, we'll take it. Tyree was a big-time contributor at Notre Dame, and he's an area kid. And he may end up having that dream season that Malik Washington had last year,
right,
and play his way into the NFL. And so my question to you, big man, is can Virginia build an offensive line that will not get the quarterbacks killed?
Well, so you got a lot of speed. You got a lot of talent. So obviously, you know, you're going to have to create an offense system that, you know, plays to your strengths and weaknesses. So you got a lot of skill positions. You're going to have a solid running back room. And let's face it, I mean, the question mark still coming into the season is the offensive line. So I'm sure they know that. I don't think Coach Heff is running from that. Those kids know they've got to get better. They got to get bigger, stronger, faster. So, I, it's up to Coach Dez and it's up to Coach Elliott to ensure that they've got a system to get the ball out of their hands quick and into your playmakers' hands. And, I hate to say it's scheme for, potential, weakness. We don't know if it is going to be a weakness yet, but it has been in the past, right? I mean, you can't run from that. So Coach Heff's up for the challenge. The kids have to be up for the challenge. And with, again, the speed with Tyree, with the kid from North Carolina, that transfer you're talking about, and then the running back room. The running back room is stout. So, listen, we've got two.
Kobe Pace.
We've got two starting quarterbacks. So our offense can be good. They can be really good if the offensive line steps up.
Yeah, and that's at my – we're visiting, by the way, with Paul Collins, former offensive lineman at Virginia. Why? It seems to me, and Frank would tell you, I'm Mr. Football now, but it seems to me that, we've been talking for years now about offensive line. Why is it so difficult to put together an offensive line?
Well, we haven't had a lot of in-state kids stay. That's been a problem, right?
Or stay healthy. We've had some bad luck on some guys. And this kid, Christ, who transferred from Penn State, he was dealing with injuries last year, and that's why he never really got going and really did what. Now, we need him to be healthy this year, but keep going. I didn't mean to slow you down.
Well, I think the transfer from UCF, I've heard really good things about him. I've heard people who have watched – I have not watched any game tape of what he did, but supposedly what he's got on tape, he's a potential NFL player, so – that allows us to move the kid who moved into center out to guard, which I think is his natural position. So, on paper, if Chris comes in healthy, you've got, Boley out there at left tack. I mean, you have on paper a better offensive line than what you had at the end of last year. That's on paper. I mean, they got to prove it. And, listen, recruiting is a funny thing, man. You can get four-star kids that aren't, and you can get three-star kids that are four-star kids. And we just have to get some big, strong kids. They've had a couple wins in recruiting here that, they need to pan out, right? I mean, you've got some young kids coming out. They're going to have to contribute. But, listen, recruiting's tough. NIL, listen, I've said it every time I've been on it. I'm sure you guys. NIL has completely changed all the rules. Anything that as fans or as alumni that we used to say, you know, how do we get this kid? We got to know the coaches. We've got to know their parents. And there's still a component of that. But if you're a big-time recruit, listen, you're counting Benjamins.
Let me ask you, we had Lo Davis last week from Cav Futures. Is Virginia using NIL in recruiting, or are they still viewing that as off-limits?
I don't know the answer to that. I mean, I think that we still need alumni to step up. It is a cash game now. And I think that whatever our bag of money is or isn't, we didn't lose any of the significant contributors off last year's team. And again, that's two parts. One, they believe in the message of what Tony is preaching and in the direction of the program. But two, you have to assume that there was enough money in that bag to keep a couple of those kids, because there were guys in there that were getting big deals. I mean, I'm talking six-figure offers, and they stayed. So my question to Lowe or whoever it would be is, what's left in the bag of money to recruit a four- or five-star kid that has a cash value assigned to him? I mean, that is recruiting. I don't like it, can't stand it, think it's totally trash, but the fact of the matter is a four-star kid or a five-star kid isn't just a four-star or five-star. He's a four-star with a monetary value, five-star with a monetary value. So that kid can say, hey, coach, love you, mean it, state program, but Tennessee's offering me $150,000 to come play. You know, can you get close to that? Those are the conversations. It's completely insane.
Well, it's either sink or swim now. And, you know, Elliot, this is his third year, and I've said in my newsletter for Who's Talking, I've said, you know, he needs five wins. He's got to show progress. And I've asked a bunch of other sports journalists that cover the team, and I get a wide range of answers on that. And let's hope he can do it. Listen, Paul, thank
you. They're going to go bowling. They're winning six and going bowling.
All right.
Thank you for joining us.
Sounds
tonight.
Good. We'll talk to you again in the spring or the summer. All right. We got we reverse things. We got the Ortho Virginia Injury Report next with Dr. O. Stay tuned.
Hi, this is Boyd Rawls. I'm an orthopedic hand surgeon specializing in hand, wrist, and elbow injuries. I'm a diehard Wahoo who completed nearly all of my training at the University of Virginia. Ortho Virginia is the largest multi-specialty orthopedic practice in Virginia. We have offices in Richmond, Lynchburg, Northern Virginia, and Virginia Beach. Our dedicated certified hand therapists will work hard to speed your recovery. For more information, please visit our website, orthovirginia.com.
It's your number one online source as a Virginia fan. TheSaber.com gives you the best access to Virginia football.
Throws down the middle of the field. It's caught. Keon Johnson reaches.
Men's basketball.
Cavaliers having a feast of noise. Parentes fires from three and hits another dagger.
And recruiting.
You know, with the UVA, I know he made a visit to Charlottesville last month.
Plus, don't forget about the informative articles and, of course, the message boards. The online source for the serious Wahoo fan, thesaber.com.
Finding a reputable law firm can be a daunting task, especially in the midst of a crisis. But Jeff McDonald and Associates is here to help.
Jeff McDonald Associates is a personal injury and workers' comp law firm based in Virginia.
For over 25 years, our team has been helping injury victims get the compensation they need after a serious accident disrupts their life.
Injured? Don't wait. Just call the Yates. 804-888-8888.
At Crown Acura Richmond, we're taking convenience to the next level with ClickLane, where buying or trading your car has never been easier.
Visit CrownAcuraRichmond.com to explore our stunning lineup. And with ClickLane, you can easily navigate the process from the comfort of your home. Or come to 8704 West Broad Street, where you'll find precision craft to performance and now the seamless power of ClickLane.
Crown Acura Richmond for precision crafted performance and effortless transaction.
Mitchell Endoscopy Center is a full-service gastroenterology practice specializing in colon cancer screening.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle.
With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win. Only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
The next time you're looking to catch a game with family and friends, check out what TGI Fridays has going on.
The brand new grilled and sauce menu offers char-grilled steaks, chicken, and seafood with a variety of new sauces and sides. Fridays has some amazing new happy hour specials.
Relax and take in Richmond's best TV package with $5 appetizers like saucy boneless wings, crispy Philly egg rolls, and the popular Szechuan pot stickers.
Don't forget what Fridays is known for: delicious cocktails, cold beers, and weekly specials to end your workday like you deserve.
Dr. Robert Call's company, Clinical Research Partners, needs you to participate in a clinical trial to help tomorrow's medicines here today. Without you, there are no new medicines.
So call us today at 804-477-3045 and see if we have a clinical trial for your health issue. We will be enrolling for flu study this fall.
You could help make the difference for many other folks with your same problem. Think of it. You could be somebody else's hero.
Dr. Call is advancing medicine to improve lives.
Invictus Sales and Marketing is the fastest growing electrical sales agency in the Commonwealth of Virginia.
Led by former Wahoo Paul Collins, class of 90, and his partner Pete Houston, Invictus is your go-to for any of your electrical needs.
From residential to commercial and industrial, Invictus can help you pick out what you need and get it when you need it.
Invictus is derived from the Latin word invicta, meaning undefeated.
All of the lighting upgrades across Scott Stadium and the Pergolo Lighting are represented by Invictus Sales and Marketing.
The future of Virginia football is very bright.
From 1982 to 1985, Charles McDaniel was a dominating linebacker for the Hoos, even setting a UVA record with 130 tackles in 1983. Now, serving as president and CEO of Hildrip Moving and Storage, McDaniel's game plan is simple: to be the best moving services company, period. He and his expert team help move individuals, government agencies, and companies near or far. So next time you need help moving, trust a Who to get the job done. And call Hildrip at 1-800-476-6683.
Hi, I'm Kevin Lang, Senior Vice President of Real Estate Finance at Town Bank Richmond. I'm a proud UVA graduate, and I see Cavalier pride extending out to everybody. Players, students, fans, everyone. That same sense of community is what you'll find at Town Bank Richmond. This is a bank that, like UVA fans, believes in being an integral part of the community. That's why we lend money only to local businesses and why we give back. Go Hoos and go Town Bank Richmond. Visit townbank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
It's your number one online source as a Virginia fan. TheSaber.com gives you the best access to Virginia football.
Throws down the middle of the field. It's caught. Keon Johnson reaches.
Men's basketball.
Cavaliers having to face the noise. Parentes fires from three and hits another dagger.
And recruiting.
You know, with UVA, I know he made a visit to Charlottesville last month.
Plus, don't forget about the informative articles and, of course, the message boards. The online source for the serious Wahoo fan.
thesaber.com.
My name is Jody Smith, and I'm a sports medicine specialist with Ortho Virginia. We provide medical coverage to local college athletic programs like U of R, Camp Sydney, and many local high schools throughout Richmond. During football season, we see a lot of traumatic injuries, but we also see a lot of overuse injuries in knee and shoulder. Overuse injuries are often easily prevented by making changes in the technique, duration, and intensity of exercise. By making these changes, we can eliminate downtime and keep patients active in a way that eliminates their pain.
To learn more about sports medicine or to schedule an appointment with Dr. Smith, visit OrthoVirginia.com. Canal Capital Management is a fully integrated wealth planning firm whose singular focus is on growing and protecting the wealth of their clients. Canal's unique approach provides an array of services, including investment management, tax and financial planning, real estate management, business consulting, and family office services.
Canal Capital Management and former UVA kicker Noah Greenbaum are proud supporters of Who's Talking. Canal was built for a single purpose, to provide clients with a simple, understandable process to grow, protect, and eventually transfer their wealth.
The only way to get closer to the Cavaliers is to make the team. This is Who's Talking with Frank Maloney and Jim Hobbo Hobgood on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan and now on 105.1 FM.
All right, welcome back. Second half hour of tonight's show. Frank and Hobbo in studio. Who's Talking? Show number 524. It's been a big year. We remember back to the celebration of our 500th show back in October. Had a great party, and it was at Friday's. And we should mention Friday's. We did the Olympic report early tonight. Of course, they bring you the Olympic news on the show every week. And Friday's, I'm just looking at the menu here, getting hungry, looking at their mozzarella sticks, their loaded potato skins. I could eat a few of those right now. And Frank has often talked about the delicious hamburgers. Basically, the whole menu. Our friend Tony Grillo has been with us for a number of years as a great sponsor. So if you have an opportunity, support Friday's, support Who's Talking, and go by and enjoy some delicious food at their various locations around the metropolitan area. And now it's time to talk football with our buddy, speaking of sponsors, Paul Collins. Paul, thanks for joining us.
Hey, guys. Wahoo wah.
Absolutely.
So, Paul, I know it was hard leaving the river today, but I'm glad you got down there for a long weekend. And, you know, I never get invited down there.
Well, you know, some of us have a hard life.
Yeah,
you know,
some people have a tough life.
It's tough.
Paul has a new wife, and he's having fun down at the river. And
I was down there recruiting Lancaster County for us, buddy.
Please find us some ball players, particularly some big guys that can play right guard or right tackle. All right, hey.
I'm looking for the Hogs.
Your job. Find us some offensive linemen. You're an offensive lineman. You ought to be able to identify guys.
I mean, don't you know what they look like?
I will tell you this. It's easier than ever to find a guy if you got cash. Yeah. Now you can buy anybody you want.
Hobbo just rolled his eyes, and I'm doing my hand like, come on, show me the money. All right, so let's look at the Virginia football team. The good news is, as they started spring ball in this last couple of days, you know, they were able to keep some of the core talent. Did not go into the portal, and we've speculated in the newsletter and on the air and now with you that we think Lo Davis and Cav Futures provided a little envelope to some of these folks and kept them happy. We believe the players are very happy with head coach Tony Elliott and his staff. So if they're giving them a little weekend spending cash, maybe they'll hang around a few more years.
Hey, and it's all above board now. It's all legal.
Yeah.
Boy, I don't think people actually understand that yet. There are no rules. You can do whatever you want. It's off the rails. It somehow has to be railed back in. But I can't overemphasize the fact that, you know, it's so easy for kids to leave. A lot of kids don't like adversity anymore, period. But now with the new rules, they can leave on a whim. So it's a big deal. I think I told you guys that at the end of the year, we had to watch what was going to happen in the portal. And the contributors on the program not only stayed, but they were actively recruiting transfers and other kids. So they do believe in what Tony is preaching and saying. And that's a big deal because we don't have the assets, i.e. money, that is being freely given about to kids in and out of the portal.
Hey, Paul, you know, the word I've been hearing over and over again is depth. Are we doing a better job at building depth, especially on the offense and defensive lines?
Well, listen, that's going to be a process, right? I mean, that, you know, the Achilles probably last year, arguably, on the team was the offensive line. And until, you know, Coach Teff and Tony prove otherwise, it's going to be the same question mark coming into next season. So, you know, it's going to take some recruiting cycles. You're going to have to get lucky on some kids, too. You know, listen, these kids now, I don't think people understand either. You know, if you're recruiting a solid four-star in-state kid, you know, the recruiting services now assign a dollar value to their stars. So, you know, four-star kid can be worth $110,000, meaning, hey, coach, you know, I should get $110,000 to come to UVA. So I don't know if we're prepped to play that game like some of the other, you know, schools are. So we're going to have to develop. I mean, to your point, and development takes a little bit of time. So I do believe in Coach F. I like what he's, you know, he's preaching. I think the kids believe in it. We just got to get bigger, stronger, faster, and invest in the kids that want to be in the program.
So let's look at personnel for a moment. Let's talk at quarterback. It's the most important position on the field. So Tony Mesquite has had an off season to get healthy and let his non-throwing shoulder get healthier. He's a grad student, and you believe Tony will start summer ball, which is really what matters the most. He will start. He'll be the presumed starter with Anthony Calandria, the kid from Florida, who showed us so much there late in the season as his backup. But Virginia also picked up a grad transfer, just a straight transfer, Gavin Franks from New Mexico State. That's a hot pick, yep, for quarterbacks. Let me tell you something. He is 6'4", 220, so I think he might be pretty good in a bar fight. 6'4", 220, that's the guy you don't want to mess with.
That's the linebacker.
Yeah, he's a tough dude. So you now have a succession plan at quarterback, and you've got some...
How many years of eligibility does he have
left?
He
has 2 years. Calandria has three.
Okay.
And I can't remember Brady's
Mesquite's got
number.
One, right? This is Tony's last season, I believe, right?
Yes. So I'm looking for...
Listen, we've got a good quarterback room. That's a good problem to have, right?
And we also have Grady Brosterhaus. And I have to give Grady credit, because when Grady played, Grady actually contributed. He may have been a walk-on, but he is 6'2", 210, and he's pretty fast. So I'm going to give him high marks as a contributor. He looks like a frat boy, but I think he...
I'm questioning the 210 there, Frank. I don't know about all that.
Well, he can run. I don't care. He can at least run. So we have the quarterback room now. You know, you got four guys. It's not two guys. Okay, number two, we've gotten Virginia's secured wide receivers in Andre Green from Carolina, who went to St. Christopher's, my alma mater, and he's 6'2", 200, and he can play. Tony, yep.
We're gonna be solid on the skill positions.
And then we've got Chris Tyree. Now, Green has 2 years of eligibility at least. Tyree has won, but I'll tell you what, we'll take it. Tyree was a big-time contributor at Notre Dame, and he's an area kid, and he may end up having that dream season that Malik Washington had last year,
right,
and play his way into the NFL. And so my question to you, big man, is can Virginia build an offensive line that will not get the quarterbacks killed?
Well, so you got a lot of speed, you got a lot of talent. So obviously, you know, you're going to have to create an offense system that, you know, plays to your strengths and weaknesses. So you got a lot of skill positions. You're going to have a solid running back room. And let's face it, I mean, the question mark still coming into the season is the offensive line. So I'm sure they know that. I don't think Coach Heff is running from that. Those kids know they've got to get better. They got to get bigger, stronger, faster. So. It's up to Coach Dez and it's up to Coach Elliott to ensure that they've got a system to get the ball out of their hands quick and into your playmakers' hands. And, I hate to say it's scheme for you know, potential, you know, weakness. We don't know if it is going to be a weakness yet, but it has been in the past, right? I mean, you can't run from that. So Coach Heff's up for the challenge. The kids have to be up for the challenge. And with, again, the speed with Tyree, with the kid from North Carolina, that transfer you're talking about, and then the running back room. The running back room is stout. So, listen, we've got two.
Kobe Pace.
We've got two starting quarterbacks. So our offense can be good. They can be really good if the offensive line steps up.
Yeah, and that's we're visiting, by the way, with Paul Collins, former offensive lineman at Virginia. Why it seems to me, and Frank would tell you, I'm Mr. Football now, but it seems to me that, you know, we've been talking for years now about offensive line. Why is it so difficult to put together an offensive line?
Well, you know, we haven't had a lot of in-state kids stay. That's been a problem, right?
Or stay healthy. We've had some bad luck on some guys. And this kid, Christ, who transferred from Penn State, he was dealing with injuries last year, and that's why he never really got going and really did what. Now, we need him to be healthy this year, but keep going. I didn't mean to slow you down.
Well, I think the transfer from UCF, I've heard really good things about him. I've heard people who have watched – I have not watched any game tape of what he did, but supposedly what he's got on tape, you know, he's a potential NFL player, so – you know, that allows us to move the kid who moved into center out to guard, which I think is his natural position. So, on paper, if Chris comes in healthy, you've got, you know, Boley out there at left tackle. I mean, you have on paper a better offensive line than what you had at the end of last year. That's on paper. I mean, they got to prove it. And, you know, again, listen, recruiting is a funny thing, man. You can get 4-star kids that aren't, and you can get 3-star kids that are 4-star kids. And we just have to get some big, strong kids. They've had a couple wins in recruiting here that, you know, they need to pan out, right? I mean, you've got some young kids coming out. They're going to have to contribute. But, listen, recruiting's tough. NIL, listen, I've said it every time I've been on it, and I'm sure you guys. NIL has completely changed all the rules. Anything that as fans or as alumni that we used to say, you know, how do we get this kid? We got to know the coaches. We've got to know their parents. And there's still a component of that. But if you're a big-time recruit, listen, you're counting Benjamins.
And let me ask you, you know, we had Lo Davis last week from Cav Futures. Is Virginia using NIL in recruiting, or are they still viewing that as off-limits?
I don't know the answer to that. I mean, I think that we still need alumni to step up. It is a cash game now. Yeah, and I think that whatever our bag of money is or isn't, we didn't lose any of the significant contributors off last year's team. And again, that's two parts. One, they believe in the message of what Tony is preaching and in the direction of the program. But two, you have to assume that there was enough money in that bag to keep a couple of those kids, because there were guys in there that were getting big deals. I mean, I'm talking six-figure offers, and they stayed. So my question to Lowe or whoever it would be is, what's left in the bag of money to recruit a 4- or 5-star kid that has a cash value assigned to him? I mean, that is recruiting. I don't like it, can't stand it, think it's totally trash, but the fact of the matter is a 4-star kid or a 5-star kid isn't just a 4-star or 5-star. He's a 4-star with a monetary value, 5-star with a monetary value. So that kid can say, hey, coach, love you, mean it, state program, but Tennessee's offering me $150,000 to come play. You know, can you get close to that? Those are the conversations. It's completely insane.
Well, it's either sink or swim now. And, you know, Elliot, this is his third year, and I've said in my newsletter for Who's Talking, I've said, you know, he needs 5 wins. He's got to show progress. And I've asked a bunch of other sports journalists that cover the team, and I get a wide range of answers on that. And let's hope he can do it. Listen, Paul.
They're going to go bowling. They're winning 6 and going bowling.
All right.
Thank you for joining us.
Sounds good. We'll talk to you again in the spring or the summer. All right. We got we reverse things. We got the Ortho Virginia injury report next with Dr. O. Stay tuned.
Hi, this is Boyd Rawls. I'm an orthopedic hand surgeon specializing in hand, wrist, and elbow injuries. I'm a diehard Wahoo who completed nearly all of my training at the University of Virginia. Ortho Virginia is the largest multi-specialty orthopedic practice in Virginia. We have offices in Richmond, Lynchburg, Northern Virginia, and Virginia Beach. Our dedicated certified hand therapists will work hard to speed your recovery. For more information, please visit our website, orthovirginia.com.
It's your number one online source as a Virginia fan. TheSaber.com gives you the best access to Virginia football.
Throws down the middle of the field. It's caught. Keon Johnson reaches.
Men's basketball.
Cavaliers having a feast the noise. Parentes fires from three and hits another dagger.
And recruiting.
You know, with the UVA, I know he made a visit to Charlottesville last month.
Plus, don't forget about the informative articles and, of course, the message boards. The online source for the serious Wahoo fan, thesaber.com.
Finding a reputable law firm can be a daunting task, especially in the midst of a crisis. But Jeff McDonald and Associates is here to help.
Jeff McDonald Associates is a personal injury and workers' comp law firm based in Virginia.
For over 25 years, our team has been helping injury victims get the compensation they need after a serious accident disrupts their life.
Injured? Don't wait. Just call the Yates. 804-888-8888.
At Crown Acura Richmond, we're taking convenience to the next level with ClickLane, where buying or trading your car has never been easier.
Visit CrownAcuraRichmond.com to explore our stunning lineup. And with ClickLane, you can easily navigate the process from the comfort of your home. Or come to 8704 West Broad Street, where you'll find precision crafted performance and now the seamless power of ClickLane.
Crown Acura Richmond for precision crafted performance and effortless transaction.
Mitchell Endoscopy Center is a full-service gastroenterology practice specializing in colon cancer screening. All procedures are performed by a physician in our state-of-the-art endoscopy center under monitored propofol sedation.
New recommendations for colon cancer screening start at age 45. Cancer screening should be a regular part of your life. Screening tests help find cancer early.
Come visit us at MitchellEndoscopyCenter.com or call 804-282-3114 to schedule your screening colonoscopy now.
Hey guys, lots of new stuff happening at your Richmond area TGI Fridays.
New lunch menu starting at $8.99 with classic dishes and healthier options. $5 happy hour apps. So awesome, we now offer them Monday through Friday. And what's really great, fresh hand-battered chicken and unbelievable hand-breaded shrimp.
So come on down, grab a cold beer, dine with friends, and catch the Hoos. In here, it's always Friday with drink specials all day, every day.
Clinical Research Partners, a Richmond-based clinical research company, is working to help develop more effective medicines to treat conditions other than cancer.
Dr. Robert Call co-founded Clinical Research Partners after a long career as a respected allergist.
Dr. Call played football for the Cavs and is a UVA med school alumnus. We have to keep looking for better ways to treat disease because not everyone responds to what's currently available, and new diseases such as COVID continue to occur.
Thank you to all the Virginia Athletics Foundation members for your support of Virginia Athletics. This is Chico Bennett Jr., defensive end for your Virginia Cavaliers. Your contributions help our team excel in the classroom, competition, and in the community. Go Hoos, baby.
Hi, I'm Tony Elliott. I encourage you to support our efforts to build the model program by becoming a member of the Virginia Athletics Foundation today.
To make a difference in the lives of UVA student athletes, call the Virginia Athletics Foundation at 434-982-5555 or visit VirginiaAthleticsFoundation.com.
Nobody covers the Wahoos quite like these two. It's Who's Talking with Frank Maloney and Jim Hobbo Hobgood on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan and now on 105.1 FM.
All right, welcome back. Final segment of tonight's show. We thank our friends, Terry Gates and Paul Collins for joining us tonight to talk a little basketball, football. We got Dr. O with the Ortho Virginia Injury Report right now. Next week, we have my buddy Barry Parkhill will join us to talk what's going on the development front at UVA, and I'm sure he's involved with NIL as well, along with Wally Walker and Lo Davis and others, and get Barry's thoughts on the basketball team. And we're also trying to get one of the baseball coaches, ideally Brian O'Connor, but even one of his assistants,
to talk about Virginia baseball. But now we got the Ortho Virginia Injury Report with Dr. O and Frank. Go ahead, Frank.
So we're delighted that you could join us, Doctor. Tell us something. I know you're proud of your Dukies. They prevailed yesterday. I saw some of that game against JMU. Now they got to face Houston. Now I'm just wondering, I saw almost the entire Houston-Texas A&M game. I was holding my eyes open with crowbars during overtime. But I'm just wondering, you think the Dukies can handle that Houston team?
Oh, come on. There's no doubt in my mind. The Duke, man, what you're witnessing, is a group of guys really maturing as they go along. I mean, if you look at even how much we've changed since the ACC tournament,
yes,
in terms of poise and maturity,
yes,
and Houston they had a scare there, man. So
they did,
you know, and with some momentum, and they're maybe going the opposite way. So I think our chances are good.
So in that game against JMU, Jeremy Roach, it appeared that he dislocated a finger on his non-shooting hand. You're probably acutely aware of that. What are your thoughts on what we saw on the screen, and how will the training staff and how will the player deal with that?
Yeah, you know, so for a guard, I mean, a finger injury, of course, can be devastating. A situation like this, your first move is to determine, is this, you know, a simple or just a dislocation, so to speak, or is there a fracture, something broken? So I'm sure that was the immediate move for the training staff there. Now, in a more simple dislocation situation where it can just be quote-unquote pop back in place, you know, then it's just a matter of keeping it stable until the joint heals itself. And so you'll see players playing taped up and having the joint stabilized that way. Now, the fact that it's his non-shooting hand, I mean, that's great in terms of his potential moving forward with this injury. But as
I think, Doctor, it's his last year, right? And it's the Sweet 16. He's got to get out there.
I mean, that's the plan, man. You got to have it. So, I mean, I think it's just a blessing. It's his non-shooting, you know, non-dominant hand. But, you know, they can be troublesome, these finger injuries, for basketball players.
All right. So the ACC supposedly down all season, according to national media, that obviously totally prove they don't know anything. Both Duke, NC State may end up facing each other in the South. You've got your beloved Tar Heels over there in the West, and they may face Clemson, which has surprised everybody. And just give us your take on the whole tournament this year.
Well, I mean, you know, it's electric. It's electric every year, you know. And to see this many out of the ACC kind of doing their thing, I mean, it's great. Now, I mean, do I have love for every ACC team? Clearly not, right? But, I mean, but, you know, you got to support our conference when it comes to that. And, I mean, to see this kind of excellence and growth out of our conference, I think, is inspiring.
Well, hopefully Duke and State will play for the trip to the Final Four, and possibly Clemson will stun Arizona. I mean, I think Clemson is playing with house money right now, and that's a dangerous team. And
they have good guys inside. They have good guard play. Yeah. They really don't have any weakness. So.
And UNC is going to handle Alabama. I bet you they beat Alabama 10, 12 points.
I think Carolina will win. Obviously, they played early in the season, and Alabama won, but it's a different team now.
Yeah, listen, they were still trying to figure out what to do with Ryan. Ryan is now locked and loaded and is contributing all over the floor.
I think Duke has a great chance against Houston, and you know, NC State will be an underdog, but I think they could beat Marquette. So a Duke NC State regional final is a real possibility in the view of Hobo.
And let me tell you something, that will be must watch TV.
Dr. O will have his beverage and his snacks ready to go for that one, I think.
Oh, I'll be sitting in front of him. I might try to get there myself.
Well, you know, if the Dukies advance to the Final Four, it's in Phoenix this year. You going to fly out there and cheer for your Dukies?
Hey, we'll see what we can do, man. You know, I got to work around the surgery schedule, but we can make some adjustments. Maybe so, man.
You might have to talk to your buddy Jody Smith, right?
That's right. Have Jody do your surgeries. Tell him you're going to the Final Four. Tell him you'll do that for him when Virginia goes the next time.
That's right. I got him.
All right. Listen, we've enjoyed your visit. Hope you have a great night. Thank you and everybody at North of Virginia. We love you guys, and have a great night. All right. Hobo and I, final comments on the, the big dance. Hobo, I'm going to tell you just.
Do you have a final four?
Well, yeah, I have some random thoughts here. First off, I did pick Carolina to prevail and end up in the final four. I do think, looking at everything right now, UConn looks like they will prevail, although I think San Diego State
could be a good game, but
it's going to give them.
I'm with you on that side of the bracket. So, Carolina and Connecticut.
All right, talk about the other side quick.
Purdue, and I think Duke can make it. So I could see Carolina and Duke both making a Final Four.
So I could tell you this about Purdue. They have improved in the last 2 years. The experience they had last year taught them they had to make changes. And to the credit of that coach, they did. And it's not just Zach Edey. It's all the complimentary players.
You know, Matt Painter, Purdue last year lost a 16-1 game like we did. So it would be interesting if they win the whole thing like Virginia did after losing to a 16. But it's going to be a great weekend.
Next week,
enjoy the hoop. Barry Parkhill next week. Hopefully they'll talk about Virginia baseball. But join us next Monday at 6 o'clock. Thanks for listening tonight.
Go Hoos.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win, only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
Hi, this is Boyd Rawls. I'm an orthopedic hand surgeon specializing in hand, wrist, and elbow injuries. I'm a diehard Wahoo who completed nearly all of my training at the University of Virginia. Ortho Virginia is the largest multi-specialty orthopedic practice in Virginia. We have offices in Richmond, Lynchburg, Northern Virginia, and Virginia Beach. Our dedicated certified hand therapists will work hard to speed your recovery. For more information, please visit our website, orthovirginia.com.
It's your number one online source as a Virginia fan. TheSaber.com gives you the best access to Virginia football.
Throws down the middle of the field. It's caught. Keon Johnson reaches.
Men's basketball.
Cavaliers having to face the noise. Parentes fires from three and hits another dagger.
And recruiting.
You know, with the UVA, I know he made a visit to Charlottesville last month.
Plus, don't forget about the informative articles and, of course, the message boards. The online source for the serious Wahoo fan, thesaber.com.
Finding a reputable law firm can be a daunting task, especially in the midst of a crisis. But Jeff McDonald and Associates is here to help.
Jeff McDonald Associates is a personal injury and workers' comp law firm based in Virginia.
For over 25 years, our team has been helping injury victims get the compensation they need after a serious accident disrupts their life.
Injured? Don't wait. Just call the Yates. 804-888-8888.
888.
At Crown Acura Richmond, we're taking convenience to the next level with ClickLane, where buying or trading your car has never been easier.
Visit CrownAcuraRichmond.com to explore our stunning lineup. And with ClickLane, you can easily navigate the process from the comfort of your home. Or come to 8704 West Broad Street, where you'll find precision crafted performance and now the seamless power of ClickLane.
Crown Acura Richmond for precision crafted performance and effortless transaction.
Mitchell Endoscopy Center is a full-service gastroenterology practice specializing in colon cancer screening. All procedures are performed by a physician in our state-of-the-art endoscopy center under monitored propofol sedation.
New recommendations for colon cancer screening start at age 45. Cancer screening should be a regular part of your life. Screening tests help find cancer early.
Come visit us at MitchellEndoscopyCenter.com or call 804-282-3114 to schedule your screening colonoscopy now.
Hey guys, lots of new stuff happening at your Richmond area TGI Fridays.
New lunch menu starting at $8.99 with classic dishes and healthier options. $5 happy hour apps, so awesome we now offer them Monday through Friday. And what's really great, fresh hand-battered chicken and unbelievable hand-breaded shrimp.
So come on down, grab a cold beer, dine with friends, and catch the Hoos. In here, it's always Friday with drink specials all day, every day.
Clinical Research Partners, a Richmond-based clinical research company, is working to help develop more effective medicines to treat conditions other than cancer.
Dr. Robert Call co-founded Clinical Research Partners after a long career as a respected allergist.
Dr. Call played football for the Cavs and is a UVA med school alumnus. We have to keep looking for better ways to treat disease because not everyone responds to what's currently available, and new diseases such as COVID continue to occur.
Thank you to all the Virginia Athletics Foundation members for your support of Virginia Athletics. This is Chico Bennett Jr., defensive end for your Virginia Cavaliers. Your contributions help our team excel in the classroom, competition, and in the community. Go Hoos, baby.
Hi, I'm Tony Elliott. I encourage you to support our efforts to build the model program by becoming a member of the Virginia Athletics Foundation today.
To make a difference in the lives of UVA student athletes, call the Virginia Athletics Foundation at 434-982-5555 or visit VirginiaAthleticsFoundation.com.
Nobody covers the Wahoos quite like these two. It's Who's Talking with Frank Maloney and Jim Hobbo Hobgood on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan and now on 105.1 FM.
All right, welcome back. Final segment of tonight's show. We thank our friends, Terry Gates and Paul Collins for joining us tonight to talk a little basketball, football. We got Dr. O with the Ortho Virginia Injury Report right now. Next week, we have my buddy Barry Parkhill will join us to talk what's going on the development front at UVA, and I'm sure he's involved with NIL as well, along with Wally Walker and Lo Davis and others. And get Barry's thoughts on the basketball team. And we're also trying to get one of the baseball coaches, ideally Brian O'Connor, but even one of his assistants, to talk about Virginia baseball. But now we got the Ortho Virginia Injury Report with Dr. O and Frank. Go ahead, Frank.
So we're delighted that you could join us, Doctor. Tell us something. I know you're proud of your Dukies. They prevailed yesterday. I saw some of that game against JMU. Now they got to face Houston. Now, I'm just wondering, I saw almost the entire Houston-Texas A&M game. I was holding my eyes open with crowbars during overtime. But I'm just wondering, you think the Dukies can handle that Houston team?
Oh, come on. There's no doubt in my mind. So, Duke, man, what you're witnessing is a group of guys really maturing as they go along. I mean, if you look at even how much we've changed since the ACC tournament,
yes,
in terms of poise and maturity,
yes.
And in Houston, they had a scare there, man. So
they did.
You know, and with some momentum, and they may be going the opposite way. So I think our chances are good.
So in that game against JMU, Jeremy Roach, it appeared that he dislocated a finger on his non-shooting hand. You're probably acutely aware of that. What are your thoughts on what we saw on the screen, and how will the training staff and how will the player deal with that?
Yeah, you know, so for a guard, I mean, a finger injury, of course, can be devastating. A situation like this, your first move is, is to determine, is this, you know, a simple or just a dislocation, so to speak, or is there a fracture, something broken? So I'm sure that was an immediate move for the training staff there. Now, in a more simple dislocation situation where it can just be quote-unquote popped back in place, you know, then it's just a matter of keeping it stable until the joint heals itself. And so you'll see players playing taped up and having the joint stabilized that way. Now, the fact that this is non-shooting hand, I mean, that's great in terms of his potential moving forward with this injury. But as
I think, Doctor, it's his last year, right? And it's the Sweet 16. He's got to get out there.
I mean, that's the plan, man. You got to have it. So, I mean, I think it's just a blessing. It's his non-shooting, you know, non-dominant hand. But, you know, they can be troublesome, these finger injuries, for basketball players.
All right, so the ACC supposedly down all season, according to national media that obviously totally prove they don't know anything. Both Duke, NC State may end up facing each other in the South. You've got your beloved Tar Heels over there in the West, and they may face Clemson, which has surprised everybody. And give us your take on the whole tournament this year.
Well, I mean, you know, it's electric every year, you know, and to see this many out of the ACC kind of doing their thing, I mean, it's great. Now, I mean, do I have love for every ACC team? Clearly not, right? But I mean, but you know, you got to support our conference when it comes to that. And I mean, to see this kind of excellence and growth out of our conference, I think is inspiring.
Well, hopefully Duke and State will play for the trip to the Final Four. And possibly Clemson will stun Arizona. I mean, I think Clemson is playing with house money right now, and that's a dangerous team. And
they have good guys inside. They have good guard play. Yeah. They really don't have any weakness. So.
And UNC is going to handle Alabama. I bet you they beat Alabama 10, 12 points.
I think Carolina will win. Obviously, they played early in the season and Alabama won, but it didn't mean anything then. It's a different team now.
Yeah, listen, they were still trying to figure out what to do with Ryan. Ryan is now locked and loaded and is contributing all over the floor.
I think Duke has a great chance against Houston, and you know, NC State will be an underdog, but I think they could beat Marquette, so a Duke NC State regional final is a real possibility in the view of Hobo.
And let me tell you something, that will be must-watch TV.
Dr. O will have his beverage and his snacks ready to go for that one, I think.
Oh, I'll be sitting in front of him. I might try to get there myself.
Well, you know, if the Dukies advance to the Final Four, it's in Phoenix this year, you going to fly out there and cheer for your Dukies?
Hey, we'll see what we can do, man. You know, I got to work around the surgery schedule, but we can make some adjustments. Maybe so, man.
You might have to talk to your buddy Jody Smith, right?
That's right. Have Jody do your surgeries. Tell him you're going to the Final Four. Tell him you'll do that for him when Virginia goes the next time.
That's right. I got him.
All right, listen, we've enjoyed your visit. Hope you have a great night. Thank you and everybody at Ortho Virginia. We love you guys, and have a great night. All right. Hobo and I, final comments on the, you know, the big dance. Hobo, I'm going to tell you just
you have a Final Four?
Well, yeah, I have some random thoughts here. First off, I did pick Carolina to prevail and end up in the Final Four. I do think, looking at everything right now, UConn looks like they will prevail, although I think San Diego State
could be a good game, but
I'm
with you on that side of the bracket. So, Carolina and Connecticut.
All right, talk about the other side quick.
Purdue, and I think Duke can make it. So I could see Carolina and Duke both making a Final Four.
So I could tell you this about Purdue. They have improved in the last 2 years. The experience they had last year taught them they had to make changes, and to the credit of that coach, they did. And it's not just Zach Edey, it's all the complimentary players.
You know, Matt Painter, you know, Purdue last year lost a 16-1 game like we did, so it'd be interesting if they win the whole thing like Virginia did after losing to a 16. But it's going to be a great weekend.
Next week,
enjoy the hoop. Barry Parkhill next week. Hopefully, they'll talk about Virginia baseball, but join us next Monday at 6 o'clock. Thanks for listening tonight.
Go Hoos!
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.